to Glow in the Dark.
Glow in the Dark. Glow in the Dark.
This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordio. You'll find me online at glowinthedarkradio.com and at mikeluoma.com. You'll also find our Facebook page at facebook.com/glowinthedarkradio. And you can find me on Facebook and Twitter after their.com/MikeLuoma, MikeLuoma. Look me up, make friends, say hello. I have a mailing list as well. I'm getting ready to send a new one out, actually, pretty soon here, because we've got Thanksgiving coming up, and things have been happening, so I have news to share. You can sign up for the mailing list on any of my sites, Facebook page, or glowinthedarkradio.com, or mikeluoma.com. It's even in the sidebar on the blogs. When you do sign up for the mailing list, you actually get an exclusive. It's not available anywhere else. It's an ebook, a PDF, called The Glow in the Dark Radio Guide to Life. And even though it's called a guide, it's actually an anthology of some rarities and previews and things from my work. And it's only for people on the mailing list. The only way you get it is by signing up. Well, we are getting into the adventures of Alibi Jones once again on the podcast. Alibi Jones has recovered a priceless alien artifact, which he is supposed to trade for another priceless alien artifact that he happens to need, the Sunrise of Her, from the title to the book. The man brokering the deal is known as Finder. At the end of last chapter, Alibi decided to go through with it, to give Finder the recovered item, which is the travel chair of Inokata. Alibi tried it out. It let him travel by thought. If he gives Finder the travel chair of Inokata, Finder will give him the Sunrise of Her. So we'll see what happens. When Alibi Jones reaches out to Finder, in Chapter 11 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her, coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio. First, a little bit of news in comic book news. I've got some cool news to share. News. I can announce that artist Federico Guillen and I are going to be doing a new project together. Federico, Fred, is the artist on Good Samaritan Unto Dust. And you also see his work on the cover of almost every Alibi Jones book, every novel. And the cover of Alibi Jones, The Adventures of Alibi Jones, number one, the comic book. And now, he's going to do something new with me. Federico, Fred, got in touch with me and asked if I'd be interested in working on a new project with him. And of course, I said yes. I went and brainstormed some ideas and landed back on something I've been working on and off for quite a few years, actually. It's set in the same universe as Alibi Jones and Vatican Assassin, except a few hundred years later, even. So further in the future. It's science fiction and fantasy. There's time travel, interstellar war, Dark Age cavalry battles, and the origins of legends. So that's our new project. It's going to be coming sometime in 2018, I would assume. But yeah, Federico and I doing something new. Pretty psyched for that. Also in comic book news, Vatican Assassin, the graphic novel, color edition, full color. Issue number 2 came out this week. You can get it at Comixology and Drive-Thru Fiction. I love going through my books when I first get them from Comixology because they have that guided view where you go like frame by frame through the book. It's really cool. And Vatican Assassin looks pretty cool when you're going through it that way. But yeah, this issue, Vatican Assassin issue 2, has, like, you know, BC meeting Daniel McIntyre, and McIntyre punching him, and Nita Bendix is in there, and Mark Edwards. So get yours today. Vatican Assassin, the graphic novel, color edition, issue number 2 of 4, out this week. And finally in the news, some cool news about the podcast itself. Got it on TuneIn just last week, and now we are on Stitcher. Everybody had asked, are you on Stitcher? And I was like, no. So, yeah, now we're on Stitcher as well. So, getting glow-in-the-dark radio into places people are listening to podcasts these days. iTunes, Stitcher, well, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, TuneIn. You can find us in a lot of places. Tell your friends. Listen to Glow in the Dark Radio. Well, that does it for news. Up next, I've got Chapter 11 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her on Glow in the Dark Radio. Now, usually I'd play somebody else's promo, but check this out. I made a new promo for Glow in the Dark Radio, so we're going to listen to me talk about me for a sec. And then get into me again. If you like audiobooks and science fiction, you should be listening to Glow in the Dark Radio for free science fiction audio adventure every week, written and read by author and radio host Mike Luoma. Me. As an up-and-coming independent writer, I share my work for free each week, chapter by chapter, to get you into my science fiction, I hope. Check out all my books at glowinthedarkradio.com and listen to Glow in the Dark Radio free each week on iTunes, TuneIn, or just head to glowinthedarkradio.com. Now here's Chapter 11 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her on Glow in the Dark Radio.
You won't regret this, Finder says, as Alibi walks down the beach with the man. Alibi doesn't answer. He looks out at the sea, watches the waves ripple in at low tide. The sun slowly descends towards the horizon.
Another beach. At least he's consistent.
Alibi landed the cruiser in Honolulu at Wentworth's instruction, with additional directions on how to find Finder on Waikiki Beach. Alibi tracked the man down in a dive bar near the zoo. When Alibi appeared, Finder broke off the game of chess he looked to be deep into with an old Hawaiian man.
Sorry, Moses. Gotta take care of some business, he told the old man.
Finder then excused himself from the table, quickly crossed the bar, and grabbed Alibi by the arm, leading him out onto the sand, as if there might be folks in the place Finder didn't want seeing Alibi.
Likes his sense of mystery, I guess.
Once out on the beach, Finder led him out to walk along near the ocean's edge, away from prying eyes and ears. Still not sure I should be turning it over to you, Alibi tells Finder, or your client, whoever they are. Finder betrays a hint of worry when Alibi mentions his client, but Finder plows ahead.
I'm gonna have you drop it somewhere in deep space. My client gave me the coordinates.
The disheveled beach bum trails off as he concentrates on rummaging through the pockets of his cargo shorts. He finally fishes out a small piece of paper. The deep space coordinates are handwritten, scrawled in black ink on the scrap. Finder hands Alibi the paper.
Drop the chair thingy at this point, Finder says. Then come back here, and I'll give you the Her artifact as soon as my other client confirms receipt.
Alibi looks at the slip. Then he crumples it up and tosses it over his shoulder towards the water. Finder stops in his tracks. He looks over at Alibi, wide-eyed. Finder eyes the wadded-up note on the ground, and then glances back up at Alibi. He stares at Alibi in silence, waiting for an explanation. Alibi lets him wait for a long minute before he explains. I've already left the chair out there somewhere, Alibi tells him. I'll give you the coordinates. Your other client can go find it and confirm receipt that way. I'm not going back out there. And I've got enough sense not to walk blindly into the clutches of whoever it might be that you've found that thing for. I've made some powerful enemies in my young life. Don't care to have any of them surprise me. Or vice versa. Let sleeping dogs die or something like that, right?
Lie, Finder corrects him. Let sleeping dogs lie.
Like I said, Alibi says.
You're taking a chance, Finder cautions him.
Alibi laughs, Not really. I could tell by your reaction. You've got someone a lot more powerful than me waiting for you to come through for them. I'm betting that your fear of them will make you see that I'm being completely reasonable. Alibi smiles at the man. Finder's lips form a frustrated frown. His brow wrinkles as he thinks the situation through. He shakes his head and his mangy head of hair after a minute's internal debate. He glares at Alibi as he answers.
Fine, he reluctantly agrees. Give me the coordinates.
Alibi's smile grows wider. Good. He shows Finder the screen of his wand. Here.
Shit, that does me no good, Finder growls. Ain't got one of them things.
Really? Finder again shakes his head.
Nope. Let's go back to the beach bar. You can write them down for me there.
Sure, fine, whatever. Alibi agrees. He follows Finder as he reverses direction. Back at the bar, Alibi writes down the coordinates and hands the paper over to Finder. Finder tells Alibi to stay put and wait for him.
I gotta go back to my place and contact my other client, he tells Alibi. Explain the change in plans.
Alibi frowns. His nose wrinkles as he hears Finder's demands. How long do you expect me to wait here?
As long as it takes, Finder says. Great. When I come back, I'll have your item for you, Finder reassures him. That worth waiting for?
Alibi brightens. Sure, guess so.
I'll be back before closing time, Finder calls over his shoulder as he leaves the open bar.
Alibi looks over at the bartender. When's closing time?
Christmas. We're open 24/7, except for Christmas and Easter, the man informs Alibi.
When's Christmas? Alibi asks the bartender.
About 4 months from now.
Great. Alibi decides not to drink. He wants to be able to fly out, unimpaired, as soon as Finder comes back with the sunrise of her.
Hard to believe I'm about to get my hands on it.
He opts for settling into a padded lounge chair on the bar's open front porch, overlooking the beach.
How strange to transit space with that travel chair. Azumet once told me there were no other humans like me out there yet. So maybe no one else can really use it. Well, except him. Wonder if the Laughing Array would have let him take it. Azumet wouldn't work with someone like Finder, would he?
The thought of the hippie and the alien making deals makes Alibi laugh to himself. It's a nervous laugh.
Azumet is still out there.
And Azumet had almost had him in his clutches again. Azumet knew Alibi was there as he traveled in the chair. Thoughts of his travels lead Alibi to again think of Katie, imprisoned on Kismet.
Once I've got the sunrise of her back in the proper hands, I've got to at least try to get her off of Kismet. I know it's dumb, not supposed to go there, but there's got to be a way.
Alibi watches the waves crashing in, relaxes with the pounding rhythm of the surf as he waits. The soothing sound lulls him to sleep as he sits. Alibi wakes with a jolt as something bounces off his chest and lands in his lap.
There you go,
he hears Finder say. Alibi blinks to clear his sleep-fogged sight, shakes his head to clear his groggy brain. His grasping hands find a box in his lap. He can't help himself. The sunrise...
Shush!
Finder cuts him off, shushes him. Sorry, just waking up, Alibi says, chagrined. Finder grins.
No worries,
he says, once again an amiable beach bum.
Everybody got what they were looking for. You're a man of your word, kid. I'll give you that. So am I. So, there,
he finishes, nodding at the box in Alibi's possession. He darkens a little as a thought crosses his face.
Don't open it here, okay?
He cautions. Alibi nods. I guess I've got to keep trusting you a little longer, huh? Alibi challenges the man. Alibi is fully awake now.
Well, sure, I guess, Finder says. Just till you're back at your ship. I figure you'll be going there now, so... Not too much longer.
Finder shrugs. Alibi gets up off the lounge chair, box in hand. Right you are. He begins to cross to the door of the bar to leave when a thought stops him in his tracks. He calls over to the bartender. Do I owe you anything? You're all set. You've been on his tab, the bartender says, nodding at Finder. Thanks, Alibi says. He looks back at Finder. Thanks again.
You're welcome,
Finder answers. Alibi rushes out of the bar. Finder shakes his head and chuckles.
Everybody's happy,
he says to himself.
Well, almost everybody. One last client-to-client meeting to arrange.
The bartender calls over. You talking to yourself again?
Yep, I'm the only one who really listens to me anyway,
Finder jokes.
What?
The bartender plays along.
See what I mean?
Finder grins.
I'll see you later, Levi,
he tells the man.
Gotta head back to the hovel for a bit.
Ciao, man.
Finder leaves the beach bar and makes his way back to his rented condo. Once inside, he calls up a secure signal and requests private communication access to an orbiting station miles overhead.
Mr. Wentworth, please. This is Finder. He's expecting my call. I have good news for him. Tell him I've set up his meeting that he wanted. He'll know what I mean. Thanks.
An old but well-preserved face appears on the comm display in front of Finder. Richard Wentworth grins a wicked grin as he sees Finder across the comm's link.
Hello, Finder.
Hello, Wentworth,
Finder greets his client.
The alien scientist. He has what he wants?
Wentworth asks.
He does. He's agreed to meet with you, Finder says. He'll put you through the procedure you want. I'm sending you the details, where and when.
Excellent. Jones came through for you, didn't he?
Wentworth sounds smug, satisfied.
Just like you said he would,
Finder admits.
That was Chapter 11 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her on Glow in the Dark Radio. So now Alibi Jones has the sunrise of her. Probably. And Wentworth and Finder manipulated him, most definitely. But maybe everybody got what they wanted or needed out of the deal. Win-wins are good, right? I guess that depends on who's winning. Depends on who's getting the chair. And what they do with it. Eh? Alibi may have the sunrise of her. But our story ain't over by a long shot. There's plenty more to come. What consequences will unfold as a result of Alibi's discovery, recovery, and deal-making? What will it mean to bring back the sunrise of her? Join us next time to find out on Glow in the Dark Radio. Little recap of the news. I announced that we're on Stitcher now, which is cool. Good to be on Stitcher Radio. The link is in the show notes. That's TuneIn and Stitcher in the last couple of weeks, so pretty cool. And Vatican Assassin, the graphic novel in full color, issue number 2, came out at Comixology and Drive-Thru Comics this week, this past Wednesday. Issue 2 of 4, so now you can read the first half of it, issue 1 and 2. And Federico Guillen and I are going to be doing a new comic book project together, with elements of fantasy and science fiction, both the far future and the distant past. That'll be coming your way in the new year, but it's just pretty damn exciting to be working on something new with Fred, so wanted to let you know about that. And that is all for this week. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordio. And I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.